Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're hanging out with the Coin Scoop. I'm your host, Ruben.
And Chris Crypto. What's going on, you crypto cone heads?
Great movie, by the way. I like that movie. I miss it.
Yes, sir. Dan Aykroyd, baby.
What other classic was Dan Aykroyd in?
Oh, man. He was in, I think he was in...
Just one classic.
Oh, man. I want to say Mom and Dad Saved the World, but that's not it, though. That's not it.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Have you seen the new one?
Nah, I haven't.
Did you watch the new one?
Nah, I really didn't... You know,
It didn't tickle your pickle, as Ruben always
exactly.
says?
That's my famous line, right? Yeah, it didn't really. I mean, but... Yeah. I'll catch it one day, though. I know it'll just so happen to be on TV, and I'll catch it.
You know, somebody just recently, I think it was at an auction. You know that picture of the guy in the movie Ghostbusters? You know that picture, that painting? I think it was just recently sold at an auction or something recently. Yeah, it's like a huge picture. It still looks scary.
That's funny. I got to look that up. I wonder how much it sold for. How many bitcoins did it sell for? Well,
exactly.
Today's topic is Bitclave. Today we're going to touch on Bitclave.
Yes.
It's going to be a short video, nice and juicy, straight to the point. Bitclave, Chris, Bitclave. What have you come upon with your ventures of Bitclave?
Well, when you go to bitclave.com, the first thing that pops up is a cellular phone with an app showcasing what the Bitclave app will look like. And it says, decentralized search engine, user behavior and search data is worth billions to companies. Should users be compensated for this? And of course, the answer would be yes. So,
and how exactly will they be compensated for this?
They will be compensated, it seems to be, through their own specialized token called the CAT, or Consumer Activity Token. Now, the pre-sale has already raised more than $16 million, and in 19 days, you calculate maybe around November 8th, the ICO sale will commence, and that should kick things off. So
it's 19 days, 5 hours, 6 minutes, and 13 seconds from now, and still counting. So let's talk about this Bitclave.
So pretty much if you scroll down, it says the problem, right, Ruben? So get ahead and read through that problem.
Internet giants provide everything for us. Free search, free mail, free chat. But every time you perform a search or click on an ad, they are paid hundreds, if not thousands of dollars from the companies behind the ad. Why should you do all the work while they reap all the benefits?
It's true, right? I mean, you do something like a search on Google or any other sites, right? And you click on an ad or something that pops up, you're not getting paid for that. Somebody else is getting paid for that.
Exactly.
So I guess that's the problem they're trying to address and the solution.
Bitclave is the next generation of search data privacy. You should have control over who can use it and how. Our decentralized search engines help you truly find what you're looking for and get compensated for your data, making third-party advertising networks unnecessary. Powered by blockchain, you can rest assured your data is protected.
It's everything is going to be powered through the Bitclave app, right? So in order to, and what they're saying, in order to take part of this being compensated for your data, right, and your search, you're going to have to use the Bitclave app. And it looks to be that it's going to be predominantly used, or they're pushing it to be predominantly used, through your smartphone. Now, I was looking for a usable app right now in the App Store, which I haven't been able to find. So we headed over to the white paper, and in the white paper, it looks like it's going to be in quarter one, 2018. That's the targeted date, January 2018 or February, somewhere in quarter one. January, February, or March, the app will be released, usable working app, hopefully, and any tokens that you purchase during the pre-sale and ICO will also be released to you as well. So we still have some time to wait before any of this is working, which I'm not too crazy about, but, you know, that's the name of the game. We are funding their development, so as investors, we just have to sit back, be patient, and give it time. Give it time.
And do we know what how much is sold for the pre-sale?
At this point, I don't know. We don't know what it's sold for during the pre-sale, and we probably won't know what the we won't know what the ICO price will be until the ICO is live, which looks like to be November 8th. So maybe on November 8th, we can get some updates on that and see what the price is.
Okay. Just real quick, I wanted to actually look at some of these faces behind it. So you have Alex Besanoff, CEO, 20 years of experience in security, privacy, and blockchain industry.
Let's go to his LinkedIn. Okay. Hold on. Okay, so he has 500 plus connections. He's in the San Francisco Bay Area, currently in BitClave, Draper University, and 406 Ventures. Previous, he was LG. He was, I guess he was a CEO, maybe, of LG Electronics, NXP, White Cryption, and Education at Technion, Israel Institute of Technology. Nice. Yeah, this is excellent.
One engineer designer. Well, he definitely does have a hell of a background, that's for sure. And he is certified. He has a license number here in cryptography.
That's awesome.
That is a little more than I expected, that's for sure.
That's awesome.
Stanford, I mean, cryptography, Stanford and Stanford University. I mean, could this be legit?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He looks pretty legit. This guy.
Okay. We got Patrick. Well, pretty much. I mean, I'm not gonna go through everybody, but
he was a chief also. The CEO of BitClave, Alex Besanoff. He was the chief security officer for LG. For 1 year and 9 months. Yeah. So that's pretty impressive. He's got a pretty impressive resume, I'll tell you that much. So yeah, that's something that looks very solid with BitClave. And you know, I'm still not too crazy about it, because I feel like they should have some type of even like a test product where we could test the app. But like I said, we got to give these things time. But when you have somebody like
the roadmap that even states any of that, right?
No, nothing. So that's going to be, we're going to have to wait and see on this one.
Interesting.
But all he right. has, listen, if you're going to go with something and this guy has this kind of resume, I mean, it's pretty impressive.
I mean, the concept seems pretty cool. I like the concept, you know, of, you know, basically like the use cases we went over before. Time to buy a new car. You've put the time in. Now you're ready to cash in on a sweet ride. You go to the BitClave app, search for the car your dreams, and opt in to share your data with certain dealers. They, in turn, can make you an offer you can't refuse. Whether you take the offer or not, you'll get cat cash either way from all dealerships that made you an offer. So basically, I mean, you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah,
it's,
directly.
I mean, it's,
directly.
Yeah, as opposed to like, you know, you just clicking on an advertisement. You're putting yourself out there. All the dealerships basically click your advertisement, and when they click your advertisement, basically, you know, you're advertising that you're interested in something. As long as they make you an offer, you get paid. It's pretty much how it goes. I mean, is it just going to be the used? No, it's going to be pretty much everything. So used cars, houses, fashion. Okay.
Yeah, anything, you know, in the case here of you buying a car or you searching for a house, right? So instead of going to these websites and doing it through like Google or something, and you put in your information, right? And your information gets put out there, and I'm pretty sure eventually it gets sold to other companies that you didn't didn't originally intend for it to be sold to, but only to that one company, right? Here, it looks like you're still going to have to give up some type of data, right, about yourself. So there's going to have to be some type of voluntary data given up to that company.
Let's see if they explain a little more in detail in this video real quick. I'm going to play this video. If it's too long, I'm going to stop it. But,
for free, then why do we do this with our personal information? It is not an even exchange anymore. Your data costs much more. It's time to get money every time someone uses it. Every time you click on their ad, they were getting hundreds or even thousands of dollars of profit. BitPlay has found a way to return you this money. In fact, you could even learn more just by using our new search engine that helps you truly find what you're looking for and get compensated for your data. Being powered by blockchain, BitPlay protects your data, and unlike the advertising middlemen, it doesn't make money off of your data. By no means you should do all the work, and advertising companies reap all the benefits. We suggest a way to take control of your data and make it work for you. Join BitPlay and watch your wallet getting bigger.
Alright, so I mean, I love the concept. The concept is definitely cool. But what do you say? What is this something that you would partake in?
Not necessarily in the ICO. No, I don't think I would take part in the ICO in this, but I would definitely use it once the search engine comes out for the desktop or the cell phone. If I could,
I would have
search,
to see the app first. For right now, I would definitely say no. So that would be a thumbs down.
Thumbs down, baby. But no thumbs down on the investment at this point, right? Not for the project. The project looks like it could be a thumbs up, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it could be a thumbs up. So this is something that we're just going to have to wait out and see.
So as of right now, it's going to be a thumbs down. But it could possibly end up being a thumbs up once that app comes out and a little more information is released.
That's right. Listen, some people might call us crazy. They're saying that this is the future, you know?
Listen, everybody makes mistakes like that. A lot of people kick themselves in the ass for certain things that they should have done, that they didn't do. What may work for you may not work for us, and vice versa. Well, that's our opinion on BitClave for now. We'll probably be doing a part two to this video because I definitely am interested because I like the concept. Sounds awesome. Will they really deliver? That is the question. Thanks for joining Coin Scoop, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Ruben.
And Chris Crypto. Guys, don't forget to check us out on Steemit and check out our podcast to every episode live on Apple, Google Music,
available
and Anchor.
On iTunes and Google Play.
That's right.
Well, thanks for joining us once again, ladies and gentlemen.